This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. If the issue were just depopulation, I could understand that it was being driven by globalist human beings who want to rid the world of what they see as useless eaters. And this is what I've believed, that they've been doing this for a long time. But now my understanding has really gone to the next level here in terms of analyzing climate change. This is the globalist attempt to change the climate, to dim the sun, to shut down photosynthesis, to collapse the food supply, to reduce the oxygen concentration in the atmosphere, thus asphyxiating human beings and others. This is not simply done by globalists, because even the globalists, they're human. Why would they want a world that's inhospitable to humans? And this is what led me to the realization that this is being carried out at the highest levels by something that's other than human, something that wants not only humans depopulated, but also the planet altered, terraforming. The goal is to terraform planet Earth and to change it into a colder planet with more ice. This is you hear the climate change cultists talk about this all the time, how they've all been programmed to say they want more ice, they want lower ocean levels. They always freak out about the oceans rising. So they want less liquid water, more frozen ice, more frozen continents. They want to use geoengineering to put pollution into the atmosphere and block out the sun partially. They want to shut down photosynthesis and so on. They want to eliminate carbon dioxide, which is the greening molecule for Earth. This, I finally came to realize, I think I resisted this for a long time. I finally came to realize this is a plan that has to be carried out by non-Earth entities to change Earth and make it more hospitable to another biological species that is from a place with less sunlight, colder planet, lower oxygen levels, and so on. This is terraforming that we are witnessing. It's not just depopulation, but they go together. Because if something that is not human wants to colonize and inhabit planet Earth, you have to do two things. You have to terraform the planet, which is already underway, but then you also have to eliminate the human population, which is also underway. These two things go hand in hand. And this is what has become abundantly clear. Now, I'm going to be presenting the evidence to support all of this at an upcoming event called True Legends. It's in Branson, Missouri, September 13th. I think it goes on the 14th and the 15th also. There are other speakers and other presentations, but I'm the keynote speaker for Friday night, Friday the 13th, starts at 7 p.m. Central Time. And you can get tickets to be there in person. It's in Branson. Or you can get tickets to live stream the event. You can get all that at gen6.com. That's G-E-N, like Genesis, 6, S-I-X, all spelled out, gen6.com. So By the way, I'm not compensated for those ticket sales. I have no financial involvement in that event whatsoever. It's put on by Steve Quayle. But I do encourage you to support this event and support Steve Quayle and support the venue where we can speak freely about these issues that are obviously affecting humanity. And I understand that what I'm saying here, it may sound fantastic, which is why it's good to listen to the full two-hour presentation, because I'll be presenting the science-based evidence of how this is happening, why it's happening, and also why it couldn't possibly be something that's done just by human beings, because no human being would want to kill their home planet. But that's exactly what's being done. Earth is being, well, maybe killed isn't the right word. It's being terraformed. It's being altered to make it inhospitable to humans. And this is obvious if you understand just the basics of how plants grow and you look at the climate change narrative. Think about it. The climate change narrative says that the planet has it, that they say the planet's too warm. They say there's too much liquid water. They say there's too much carbon dioxide. Well, carbon dioxide grows rainforests and grows flowers and food crops. Carbon dioxide is the molecule that grows plants, the number one most important molecule. Plants love a warm, wet climate, like a jungle, like a greenhouse. That's what plants love. What do the globalists and the climate change cultists want to push on us? A cold, frozen planet with no CO2 in the atmosphere, which would absolutely crash the global food web and all global ecosystems, including marine ecosystems, by the way. Ocean life as we know it today would collapse. All land animals would be dead. Insects would be exterminated in huge numbers. We're talking about a mass extinction event that would dwarf the five previous mass extinction events in Earth's history. This is a mass extinction on a scale we've never seen before. That's what would happen if the climate change people got their way. So you have to ask, why? Why do they want to kill all life as we know it on planet Earth? The answer is because they're being directed by a non-Earth entity that wants to reboot the planet and repopulate it with their own kind, with their own animals, their own flora. They need a massive ethnic cleansing to take place on Earth. They will wipe out humans and animals and plants and everything else so they can then repopulate, reseed the Earth to be more like their home planet. That's what they have to do. And it's clear that this is now underway and that globalists are being influenced to push this narrative onto the population, to convince people that a warm, wet, lush, green planet is bad. Because that's what climate change is doing. I mean, the narrative of climate change is convincing people that liquid water is bad, that green plants are bad, that carbon dioxide is bad, that a warm planet is bad. And it's amazing that so many humans can be convinced to turn against their own kind, to actually turn against their own planet. This planet is our home. This planet could not support life without CO2 and warmth and liquid water. You know, the oceans should be even higher than they are right now. CO2 levels should be even higher. We should have more rainfall. By the way, if you have a warmer planet, you get more rainfall inland. So you would have fewer deserts because the deserts they'd be turned into grasslands and maybe forests at some point. So more CO2, more rainfall, more warmth is good for the planet. But the climate change cultists and the globalists are completely opposed to that. They are opposed to humanity's home planet. That's incredible, but it's real. And those orders, the commands to tell people at the highest levels to oppose Earth, to alter Earth, to change the atmospheric chemistry, to freeze the planet, make it colder, have more ice, all these things. It's like they want a mini ice age. These commands have to be coming from a non-Earth entity. Now, there are a couple of explanations of who or what that might be. And I'll cover this, by the way, in Branson, Missouri, in my presentation there. But it's not automatically, the answer isn't automatically a biological intelligent civilization. It could also be an AI system that is an AI system built by an intelligent civilization that is, the job of the AI system is to go around the cosmos and find planets that could be suitable for life for this particular species. And then the AI system infiltrates the civilization that exists on that planet, overtakes that civilization's media, digital hubs, gatekeepers of information like Google, overtakes the internet, the telecom infrastructure, whatever might exist on that planet in that civilization, and then convinces that planet to destroy itself to alter itself, convinces the people on that planet to do what the non-Earth entities want them to do. So the climate change pushers may have been hijacked by an alien AI that has infiltrated and taken over the information systems on planet Earth and is now directing people to betray their own planet and to betray the human race. Yeah, that's how freaky this really might be. We might be, when we watch the fake news, we might be actually listening to the orders of an alien AI system that is directing the fake news media what to say. Imagine that. That is a very distinct possibility. I'll share more with you on this topic in the days ahead, but check out the True Legends Conference at gen6.com. And of course, my name is Mike Adams. I'll bring you more about this at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Also check out Brighteon.com for more videos and podcasts. Thanks for listening. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Rangers store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.